Hello, this is Matt from the DJ Book. Just a quick audio boo. Haven't done one for a while, but been a little busy with the upcoming beta launch of the site. I've been playing around with a site called Mix Album. Now, I know this site's been about for a while, but I was recently, whilst eating breakfast, ironically enough, watching Dragon's Den, and Mix Album was on Dragon's Den. I thought, oh, I'll go and check out the website. See where they are at the moment. So I logged onto the website and wanted to test out the mix capabilities of their revolutionary new software, as they put it, and basically have a quick play. Now, obviously, basically what the software does is, it in a nutshell, it matches the beats and then does a simple few-second fade between one track and another, just as you expect from a mobile disco DJ. You know, no real skill in that at all. So I thought I would have a giggle. Now, I wanted to find out what it would make from slapping together two pretty darn stupid songs that, let's face it, most people wouldn't mix. So I selected Jay Cox Presents Bex Thurston Read the Signs, which is a house track from the Head Candy album, which they've got on the website, which I was quite pleased to see they've actually got their collection up to date. Read the Signs is 128 BPM track, okay? And then I thought I would have a laugh and chuck in High Contrast, the basement track, which is about 173 BPMs. They've got it classified as hardcore on their site. So I just thought I'd have a quick hoot nanny at this one and let you guys listen to the end result. So here we go. Right, so that's what happens when you try and put 128 BPM track into 173 BPM track. As you heard from that mix, it was actually quite amusing. So, if anything else, if you've got nothing better to do, and you really want to just sort of basically abuse somebody else's system, not that I endorse that at all, then pop along to the website, give it a try, see what craziness you can get this thing to do. It is quite amusing. In closing, it is a good site. It's a good idea if you're into commercial music, you want to be lazy and you just want to do a quick mix. But obviously it's no good if you're already a DJ. But that being said, they do have a good selection of music on the site. And also, they've got a little piece on We Survived the Dragon's Den, which is like a little how-to. It's just a little bit about their day in their life of going through the Dragon's Den thing, which is actually very interesting to read. So go along, check it out. That is mixalbum.com. For more information on the DJ Book, visit www.thedjbook.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/thedjbook. Goodbye for now.